Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 29. Matthew 20, verse 29. And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus in pity touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. They said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies you have prepared praise." And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. As you can see, we've made our way through Matthew quite quickly. But let's think about where we started with Jesus healing these two blind men. He has left Jericho, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. This would have been a trip of approximately 18 miles. It seems obvious to me that they're not undertaking this trip with the idea of just making good time. They're probably conversing along the way, especially when, as they begin to pass these two blind men, and they begin to cry out, the crowd is rebuking them, telling them to be quiet. It has the opposite effect, though, because they cry out all the more. And so Jesus stops and simply asks, "What would you want me to do for you?" And they ask for healing. "Let our eyes be opened." And Jesus touches their eyes, and they receive their sight, and they followed him. That's an important part of this. They followed him afterward. These two men were willing to make a confession that even the leaders of the Jews were not willing to make, that he was Jesus, Son of David. They call him Lord, and they recognize that he has the power to show mercy upon them and heal them of their infirmity. And so based on all of that understanding and belief, of course they followed him. The next section is when they reach Jerusalem. They are on the outskirts, and he sends two disciples in to find a donkey, the foal of a donkey. They follow his instructions and find them just as he promised. In John's account, they are asked, "Why are you untying this donkey?" And it is fulfilled just as Jesus told them here. If anyone asks anything about it, you just say the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. And that's what John records. And the crowd is joyful. The crowd is very happy. And they're shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They begin to spread their cloaks on the road. They begin to cut palm branches and lay those out on the road. They are truly giving him a king's entrance into Jerusalem. As you can imagine, this type of a situation is going to draw some attention. And so it says the whole city was stirred up. So it spread. Others probably were coming to see what was going on. They're coming and asking, who is this? And they're saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. The way Matthew records all of this, he seems to go straight to the temple. And so as he enters the temple, he drives out all those that were buying and selling in the temple, overturning the tables of the money changers, the seats of those that sold pigeons, and says, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. They were taking advantage of those who had come to the temple and had need of purchasing their sacrifice, which was allowed under the law. In fact, when we're talking about the selling of the pigeons, this was specifically for those who were too poor to be able to afford other animals. You see this in Leviticus chapter 5. And so not only are those people taking advantage of the ones coming and needing to purchase their sacrifice, they're taking advantage of the poorest among them. This is corrupting the worship that is going on at the temple. It's tainting everything. And so we can see why Jesus reacted in such a way. Once this is done, there are those that are still needing healing, and they're coming to the temple, and he's healing them. But the chief priests and the scribes see all of this, and they don't glorify Jesus. They ask, what's going on? It says they were indignant about it. His only response to them in regard to the children and them proclaiming, Hosanna, son of David, he says, have you never read? He uses that phrase quite often with the chief priests, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, because they were supposed to be the learned ones, the ones that knew all the scriptures. Have you not read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies you have prepared praise? And from here he goes out to Bethany, and that's where he lodges, and that's the end of our reading for today. Jesus deserves much more than just humble praise that he received on this particular day. He deserves the praise of a dedicated life each and every day. And so let's make the most of today as we serve him. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.